Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Blood Rights of the Bourgeoisie by Stuart Home, beginning at chapter 1. After death, the artist. 1. Make Kara Walker tremble with desire for your huge new penis. It occurs to you that there has been an abstract movement in art, but not in fiction. You are interested in how the stratification of the arts might be overcome, and decide to inaugurate the first ever exhibition of abstract literature. Since abstract literature doesn't exist, you attempt to conjure it up by producing a definition of it. Abstract literature implodes in a subdued fashion, like a slow-motion reversal and an explosion, or some other catastrophe. It absorbs all the energy generated by writing as a cultural practice and neutralizes it. Abstract literature is a billowing series of syllables followed by an eruption of colour. It is usually red with purple flashes. You know very little about the philosophical sources from which aesthetic theory was constructed. Instead, you approach most topics from the perspective of Freud and diagnosis. You decide that abstract literature is a product of the subconscious and therefore can't be precisely defined. You don't know that you are already falling behind positions articulated nearly 100 years ago by the surrealists. You imagine the abstract literature manifesto you are attempting to write being played in the key of G major, and you attempt to visualize it as deep space, black with flashes of darker blackness. Your text is pornographic. Its obscenity lies in the fact that it can't be imagined. It can only be experienced in its totality as concrete form. Blackness. The void. Too many light years between stars. You try to think yourself into a state of suspended animation. You worship waste and claim to be drawing on Bataille's theory of solar economics. If nature abhors a vacuum, then nature itself must be a social construction. There is nothing at all in deep space. You want to add some colour to your text. Space is deep. An exhausted sun compacted into itself. The slow but painless death of literature. Syllables should be moved around the page like clouds passing across the moon. Dense thickets of rhetoric must grow inexorably into an impenetrable jungle of words that overrun any and all attempts to extract a coherent meaning from them. You've ended up mirroring the slow drift of an ice floe, the imperceptible passage of distant galaxies through hyperspace. At this point, your words and their opaque nothingness literally become the ill will of the people, the spongy referent that animates all post-democratic societies. The cold of interstellar space, thousands of degrees below freezing. Abstract literature, a new movement in the visual arts. Non-Euclidean geometries, voices green, purple and red, strange folds in the fabric of time and space. The universe buckled, bent and sent into reverse. Apocalypse postponed, time running backwards and in slow-mo. Your words have developed an intolerance to alcohol. They are overwhelmed by feelings of existential dread and can't bear to be separated from each other. They've arranged themselves into a single extended sentence from some eldritch dimension unknown to man, a slow, stuttering echo of Molly Bloom's soliloquy at the end of Ulysses. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.